This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. On Tuesday, a major part of the new Health Care Reform Act, often called Obamacare, takes effect. Beginning October 1st, consumers can compare and shop for health insurance policies through online marketplaces called exchanges. And to help consumers who need help get through the process, the feds have funded navigators, people around the state who can answer questions that consumers might have. One of those navigators in Georgia is Bill Rencher. He is with the consumer group Georgia Watch. He is the Health Access Program Director. We spoke with him a couple of weeks ago. Bill Rencher, welcome back.
Hi, Dennis. Thanks for having me.
I understand you've spent the day in some pretty intense training on how to navigate. Do you think you're ready for Tuesday?
Personally, I am ready. I've been working on my state training. Personally, I'm still in the middle of the federal training. So as far as actually helping people one-on-one, I will most likely not be able to do that Tuesday, but I don't see the need, an immediate need for that. I will definitely be available to answer questions and help people with certain terms. But, you know, I think what a lot of people don't know yet is that the actual nature of the online marketplace, I've seen a preview video of it, but I haven't actually, you know, been able to go online either to work, to walk through the process. So I'm still waiting for October 1st to actually do that for myself.
Well, two things about that. One is, obviously, people don't have just a single day to sign up. They have a period of time so everybody can get used to it and people can make decisions well past October 1st. But with that said, though, the fact that you haven't been able to access some of the things that you might need to help people one-on-one, doesn't that beg the question of whether this system is really ready?
You know, despite my own not being able to, you know, see more than like a preview video of what's going to be going on, everything that I've heard tells me that it will be ready on October 1st. Now, there may be some glitches. I wouldn't be surprised if there were some glitches. When you ever have a huge computer, you know, program like this coming up, and if everybody accesses it at once, which I hope doesn't happen, but it just might, that could cause some problems. And I'm actually suggesting to people that it's, you know, you've got 6 months. You do not have to enroll on October 1st. Wait a week. Wait 2 weeks. That's all right if you're concerned about glitches and that sort of thing.
So let's clear up what you said by ready. You said you think it would be ready by October 1st. It sounds to me as if what you're saying is it'll be ready for people to go online and take a look at their choices and maybe try it out, but it probably the navigators probably wouldn't be ready in either the numbers or their own preparation to walk people through a detailed process. Is that right?
I can't speak for the other navigators. I'm not sure where they are in the process. I don't know who's been certified or who hasn't. I just know that I'm personally a little behind. There are various reasons for that. And part of that is because my job at Georgia Watch is not exclusively as a navigator. And, you know, they say when it rains, it pours. But as far as how many navigators will be ready on Tuesday, I'm not really sure.
One of the other concerns that opponents have raised has been the handling of people's personal information and safeguarding that to make sure it's not compromised. Have you gotten any training in that, number one? And number two, do you feel like you're ready for that?
I feel like I'm ready for that. CEDCO, who is in charge of the consortium.
Yeah, CEDCO is the big contractor that's running all of this.
The big contractor. And they can answer more specific questions about privacy concerns, but they do have systems in place, and they're in the process of training us on those systems, and they can answer more specific questions about that.
Do you feel ready on their systems yet, though, if somebody were to say, okay, I'm just going to give you a bunch of information on October 1st?
No, I'm not ready.
So what would you say to people who say, hey, look, this is the core of the process, at least for consumers, and a lot of the opponents are saying, look, this is a reason why we need to delay this whole thing.
You know, I think that a misconception a lot of people have is that you have to have a navigator or somebody else to help you go through this. There are going to be a lot of people, Dennis, who will be able to access the system without any help at all, and the system will be ready on October 1st for people to do that. There will be navigators who are ready. I'm not sure specifically which ones, but there definitely will be navigators that are ready to help people on October 1st. But like I said, there's no harm in waiting a little bit.
Do you think there will be an onslaught, though, of people who hear October 1st and think of it as a deadline rather than as a starting point?
Yes. So, I am concerned about that.
So how would you handle that, or have you been told how you can handle that to help people say, okay, I've got time to do this?
I think I would say exactly that, that you know, if someone calls Georgia Watch on Tuesday in a panic, maybe the system crashes or something happens, they don't have all the information they need, I would consider it my, you know, my job, not only as a health access program director, but as a navigator, to reassure that person that it's okay to wait a few days and that nothing's going to happen. And they have 6 months.
As one of the navigators, are you concerned that there hasn't been a whole lot of public relations outreach, education outreach, either by the contractor or by the state, where officials, of course, oppose Obamacare, to let people know how this whole thing works?
I'm a little concerned, more just because I don't think the federal government expected to have to run 34 exchanges. The expectation, at least with the ACA, was that most states would want to do their own exchange. Unfortunately, that hasn't happened, and so the federal government is having to do it, and they don't really have the resources, it seems like, to do as full an outreach effort in those 34 states as states that are doing their own exchange, like Kentucky, for example, where they have done a tremendous amount of outreach to get people aware of their state-based exchange. So I am a little concerned about that. We're doing the best we can with what we have. And to be fair, the federal government is doing the best that they can as well with limited resources and with a job that's probably a little bigger than they expected.
Got about 10 seconds here. You told us a couple of weeks ago, despite all of the concerns, let's go ahead now. Do you still feel that way?
Yes, absolutely.
Bill Renter is one of the navigators. He is with the consumer group Georgia Watch. Bill, thanks so much for being with us, and we'll catch up with you as the process goes on.
Thanks, Dennis.